The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 37, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 3, 1976, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, being thus addressed by the messengers of Yamaraja, Vasudeva smiled and spoke the following words in voices as deep as the sound of rumbling clouds.
Sishuko vacha ittukte jamadutoiste vasudevoktakarina tan pratrushu prahasya idam megho nirhadayagira. In this verse, the word Vasudeva-ktakarina, Vasudeva-krishna, Vasudeva-ukta, ukta means what is said by Vasudeva, ukta means what is spoken by Vasudeva, krishna. Vasudeva to Karina. They will do that, that's all. This is devotee. There is no difficulty to become devotee. At once you can become a devotee, within a second. They ask something, sometimes, that how long it will take to become a devotee. It will take 1 second. How? Vasudeva uktakarina. You simply accept that whatever Vasudeva says, you'll do. That's all. Vasudeva says so many things. Vasudeva says to Arjuna, then you fight. So if you accept, yes, I'll fight, then you become devotee. But Arjuna denied, Krishna, I will not fight. That is our disease. Our whole disease is there. As soon as we agree to accept the words of Krishna, we are liberated immediately. We are immediately in the Vaikuntha. And as soon as we deny, immediately within Maya. Krishna bhulya jeevi bhogavancha kare pasate maya tari japodiya dharya. Two things are there. If you deny to keep yourself in the light, then go to the darkness. And if you deny to keep yourself in the darkness, then go to the light. Two things are side by side. If you agree to act according to Vasudeva's instruction, his order, then you are immediately liberated person. And if you do not, then you are immediately under illusion, maya. So this is wanted. Liberation, but it is very difficult to accept the position that I shall do whatever Vasudeva says. Immediately our life becomes very clear and happy, not only happy in this life, but also next life. Taktadi hang punarjanmanaiti mameti kaunte. If we accept simply to obey the words of Vasudeva, this is so simple, but we are so unfortunate that we do not accept. Especially in this age, mandasu manda matayu manda bhagya. In this age, people in general, they are all bad. Manda. Manda means bad. Nobody is good. Because everyone is in ignorance, the modes of ignorance, that is bad. Or little upward in the modes of passion. rajastama bhava. And the best part, this platform in this material world is goodness. Satogun, rajogun, tamogun. There are three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance. Those who are in ignorance, they are animals, animal platform. Those who are in passion, kurmi platform. And those who are in goodness, the jnani platform. But our aim is to transcend even the jnani platform. Not to remain in the platform of ignorance, not to remain in the platform of passion, and not to remain even in the platform of goodness. That is transcendent. That is transcendent. Just like gopis are going to Krishna at dead of night, at midnight, and how they are going, Krishna is playing the flute and gopis are running, giving up all their engagement in the family. Somebody was lying with her husband, somebody was engaged in the kitchen, somebody was taking care of the children, so on, but they left everything and went to Krishna. This is transcendent. When we go to Krishna consciousness, giving up everything, that is transcendental fact. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. So, this word is very important word. Vāsudevakta-kārinam. A devotee has nothing to do, anything more, except to execute the order of Krishna. That is transcendental. They do not know what is transcendental. Transcendental meditation means to think of Krishna always. That is transcendental. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate jumang samijuktudo. Who is the first class yogi? Krishna says, that person who is always thinking of me, yoginam api sarvesam. There are many varieties of yogi. But this person who is thinking of me, he has no more to think any other thing. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana. Within the core of the heart, he is thinking of Krishna. This is the ideal transcendental medicine and meditation. It has become a medicine now. To become fatty, to have more power for sex. This is not meditation, but medicine. This is wanted. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana. That is the supermost, topmost position of yogi. Annavilasita sunnum. We have to make everything material zero. Annavilasita sunnum. Sunnum means zero. Annavilasita sunnum jnana karmadanabhritam. In this material world, the jnana bhumika or the modes of goodness, that is very estimated. So, transcending that position also. Karma is lower position. Karmi is... The child is this time. Jnana karma dhanabhritam anukullena krishnanusiranam. Simply remain prepared how to execute the order of Krishna, anukullena. Krishna says this, now I must do it. That is Vasudeva Uktakarina. Ukta means whatever he says. So the Krishna conscious life is not very difficult. It is very easy. In 1 second, if he agrees, yes, Krishna, whatever you say, I shall do. That Arjuna did at last. After hearing the whole Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna inquired from him, now what is your decision? Krishna never interferes with your decision. You have got little independence Krishna has given you. But if you use your independence, do not like to obey the orders of Krishna, that is your business, you can do that. Krishna will not interfere with you. But Krishna said that if you want actually happiness, liberation, then follow what I say. That is Krishna's request. As we are subordinate, Krishna can order that you must do it. That Krishna does not say. Guru, he says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. You do it. He doesn't say you must. That is your option. You can deny it. That is going on. Krishna is instructing everything perfectly. But why people are not doing? That is his discretion. That Krishna gives always. After teaching Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, he asks Arjuna, now, Arjuna, I have spoken to you everything. Now it is up to you do it or not to do it. Jathechasi, tathakuru. Jatha ichchasi, whatever you like, you do. He doesn't force. But Arjuna, that is, means knowledge. Arjuna said, nashto moha, my illusion is now over. Nashto moha sitilavda. Now I am remembering, I am memorizing my position. Tat prasadātma, by your grace. Karise vachananta. Now I shall act as you desire. This is perfection. Whenever we decide that now we shall act as Krishna says, then our life is perfect. Vasudeva uktakarino. They are smiling. When the Jamadutas challenge them, it's, who are you? You look like very nice, coming from some very, very nice place. You are very well dressed and you are all young men and nicely dressed. Everything is, oh, why you are interfering with our business? So they were smiling. They are smiling because they knew their business. They knew their business. They have come to rescue Ajami by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they know their position, that we have come from the Supreme Controller. You cannot do any more this thing. That is your foolishness. They were smiling. They were this foolish person are asking us questions. Our position is like that. Anyone who is preaching Krishna consciousness, you may protest against Krishna consciousness. We shall smile. That's all. We know our duty. Yes. We shall simply smile that what this nonsense people. We shall go on forward because we are carrying the order of Krishna. We shall be protected in every aspect. Nobody can supersede our order. This is our position. So they are smiling. What this nonsense are speaking? Tan Pratyachu Prahasya, you know, Meghanirahada, just like clouds when sound, everything stop. Meghanirahada. So, the point is that those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, if they are strictly following Vasudeva Utto, whatever Vasudeva has said, or the Vasudeva's representative has said, if he is simply prepared to carry out the order, then his position is very secure. His position is very secure. We are Krishna conscious men, or we are known as Hare Krishna men. Anyway, so we are not manufacturing something imaginary. That is not our position. Vasudeva Ukta. We are simply executing what Vasudeva has spoken. That's all. So our task is very easy, because we haven't got to manufacture, tax our brain to create something nonsense. No. Our position is very clear. Krishna has said, manmana bhavamad bhakta marjaji mangala maskuru. This is Krishna's word. So many things, these are important things. Krishna says that always think of me. So we are saying the same thing. My dear friend, my dear student, my dear son, chant Hare Krishna. Then you'll think of Krishna. Manmana. And who will chant Hare Krishna? Madhvakta. Unless one agrees to become a devotee of Krishna, why he'll chant? Manmana bhava madhvakta. Madhjaji, you worship me. Then we have created this temple. Come on, worship Krishna. And manga namaskuru. And whoever comes to the temple, he offers obeisances. We teach how to offer obeisances as soon as we enter. This is our business. Where is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. Either you are learned or a fool or rich or poor or black or white or American or Indian or Hindu, Muslim, never mind. Take this lesson. You become perfect. So human society should take advantage of this movement and do these four things only. Manmana bhava madhbhakta madhyari ma. Then what is there? Mame vaishasya sangsa. I guarantee you come back to home. By this way. Thank you very much.